Testing, testing.
Wow! Are we on air?
Yeah.
Are we really? Did it really happen? Yeah. CKUT 90.3 FM. You know that when you hear that, you're listening to
Boom Boom Time.
The show.
Calypso. All soca, last of all R&B soul, disco funk, last of all reggae.
I am.
Oh no, I just made a mistake. You're supposed to be on DJ Spoon.
You are? You sure of that?
Yeah.
You sure?
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, Montreal.
Angel.
Hey, good afternoon, good afternoon.
Way! Whoa!
I know what's going on. You know, you got too much.
I turned off every other internet. Yeah. I turned off all internet. Is off.
Too much.
Yeah. So this is our maiden voyage. Right, so really and truly, you know, it's funding drive, yes, but for us it means a whole heck of a lot because for years we have wanted to broadcast from, you know, the confines of our home because the technology is such that we can do that now. So we got it going. Special thanks to Spencer. And Spencer and Louise and the entire CKUT staff, for that matter, because the moment the pandemic hit, the station really was still 24/7. It's the year anniversary of the pandemic, and we have been able to sustain it. And it's been Herculean strength of the staff. The volunteers pushing themselves forward and leaping out on faith, getting creative. And in the case of me personally, going out on a limb, learning new technology, and it's been change after change after change after change, and we're now able to do it. We're still seemingly, we expect some bumps on this ride. Expect some bumps, but time Michael joined this show, and I think of Prime Time because he was around and DJ Mitch was around. There's so many people. Oh, Love Corporation. There's just been so many people who on Boom Boom Time. I think of early listeners like D Plaza. I believe she's having a birthday, and then of course Alicia. We named the show after her little boom. And so it became Boom Boom Time off of the little nursery things I used to sing to her when I was changing her pamper. You're my little Boom Boom Time. And then fast forward 16 years later, we have the littlest Boom. And she, if there's a baby who grew up in the station from birth, it's her and Scott C's child. And now here we are today. DJ Storm, you want to say something?
I just want to say, I feel like this is hard work for me. This has been really special for me. And it's like overwhelming. We finally have our own studio. And it just makes me really proud to say that I have a crew to work with.
Angel.
I tell you, she back with the whole crew.
No, I just want to say, my heart is happy.
Your heart is happy. I think also, too, one of the importance of the station, and we'll talk about that more when we get into the reasons you should call 514-448-4013 to make your donations, because it is funding drive, and yeah, I'm competitive. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'd love to make $1,000. Yes, that's 100 of you at $10 a head.
Yes, yes, yes. I wonder if you choked before that, if it caused that you choked.
Probably. But I think one of the things that pushed me to make sure that first time I went to the station, I think it was like March 19th. And at that time, we were everybody going into the station. You had to clean and clean as you go. And then after, I think, a week, we were hearing about how germs were being spread, that it lives on surfaces and it's this and that. The station undertook a decision that we can't keep people safe. And then McGill, around the same time, I don't know which happened first, that McGill closed down everything. And have to use this week's word, the station staff and everybody pivoted. And those who could, you know, like the DJs, because we have some DJs who are DJs on the show, and they are DJs. But for a lot of people who are not DJs, some of the older community members, some of the young students, they taped their show, they sent it in. And as I said, all of that was to make sure there was normalcy in a world that was very unnormal. Nobody knew. I think everybody was thinking we were going to die any minute, or what do we do? People went and bought toilet paper, and look at how much things we've gone through since then. And granted, we're still not back to normal, but beautiful things happen, and this past week has been about beautiful things. So with that, Louise and Spencer are on hand to answer your phone calls. I know that we have a couple people who have already pledged in already, and so we'll get to thanking people. There are ways to get T-shirts. There are all sorts of things, but we're going to play some more music. We're going to touch buttons and pray it works.
Well, yeah, no, it works. It's only no, because everybody get excited, and we had like a, how you call that, a overflow. You know, like when it happens, right? When
when
too much people on the site, it shuts down. Well, this is what happened there. So, you know, we're going to avoid that. And I want to really thank, I had a tank run, and also I got to thank, you know, the big man himself, Stretch, because when I wasn't here, I mean, they run things, and they make sure Boom Boom Time was alive, and Ron did step in, and Uncle
Let's
Stretch did step in. So,
Minutes 03, so we seem to be on time.
Yeah, okay, we're on time.
We're still on air.
What we're gonna do? We're gonna do the real Boom Boom Time, that the tune that start and run the stuff, and you know, we have West Ken in the house, so we have a lot of stuff. We have a lot of things, a lot of things to catch up on, but. You know, we're going to start with some music and, you know, just get this ball rolling.
Well, before you press that, we have to talk about our guest today, our inaugural guest. They look so cute. I'm still seeing them not quite in their diapers, because they were out of diapers by the time I met them.
Oh, that's third generation?
They're third, I think, or second or third. We have no idea. But they were ankle biters. There were a bunch of little ankle biters. Mm. I could never tell who was who. Now I do, and now I can't tell their children apart. I have to call Storm to tell me their name. But they launched a film, and after how many, 40 years, they're celebrating West Can Folk Performing Company of Montreal. Didn't just pick up a camera and run the track and then say they made a film. They made a film. We'll hear more about them, but it was launched to much fanfare this week, and everybody is in their feelings of pride. I might cry too. Hey, why not, right? And for them, it was a labor of love, and we're going to get to hear all the stresses. I'll self-declare that I was there when they were shooting at midnight at, I think it was -1, in the forest, in bush, in Saint-Justin, Quebec, and it did call no. So, Canboulé is the name of the film. It's on Facebook. It's on YouTube. Canboulay. Canboulé. Canboulay. We're going to talk to them, and it's a treat because we very rarely get three of them at the same time. Did you? Their dance studio must be collapsing on itself. So, we're going to do that, but the spirit and the rebellion of those to ensure that culture could happen in not only Trinidad and Tobago, although this story is specific to Trinidad and Tobago, but when the John Teal and the ruling class and some of the house Negroes were saying, no, you can't go out in the street and do your junk, you know, or play your Laja Bless or cover yourself in mad, they rebelled. So this is very much about rebellion for art form. And here we are today in places. Where you're playing steel pan in a little tiny bedroom, and it's every day if you are of color, racialized, black, Caribbean, whatever. All right, but we're gonna play this song specifically.
Originally, Uncle Mikey, you know, I mean, you start off things running, and then I have DJ Storm to fall in, and DJ Storm gonna come and do her thing, but you know, we're gonna start waiting.
With love, lying on my bed with a brown skin cloth, I hold a gin bottle with a wicked roll. Tambu bambu nearly made me lose control, singing
Natty, Natty, give me the thing that you got in your belly. Natty, Natty, give me the thing that you got in your belly.
If you can't stand the digging, give me back the shilling.
If you can't stand the digging, give me back the shilling. Natty, Natty, give me the thing that you got in your belly.
On the bed was very still. She got the gin bottle and she got a drink. She said, wake up, lion, let's make on him. Dambu bambu huddle in my brain. She said, I ain't care nothing at all. I'm gonna walk up myself to me 94 singing.
Natty, Natty, give me the thing that you got in your belly. Natty, Natty, give me the thing that you got in your belly.
If you can't stand the digging, give me back.
I want you to give me back.
If you can't stand the digging,
give me back.
Shilling.
Well, the crowd got a vap and she start to dance. She says, darling, come let me take a chance. I say, woman, you better stop your stupidness. You're always calling me for foolishness. She say, I ain't care nothing at all. She jump in the road and she nighty call singing.
Merty, oh, merty, no, baby, give me the tune that you got in your vein. I want the vein. Merty, merty, give me the tune that you got in your vein. If you can't stand the digging, you better shoot it up and shoot if you can't.
There we go. Well, my dears, it is my honor to have in studio each one of you, Chantal, Louis Agadzi.
Yes, yes.
Malika Ford.
Hello.
And Shiata Lewis Rice. Rouse.
Rouse. Shiata Lewis Rouse. Good evening, Montreal.
I know why I laughing. I didn't mean that at all, at all, at all. And these are the West Can girls. I guess you could sit comfortably and just hand the mic to each other. So sit up, sit up, sit up. Mm-hmm. So you guys don't make the studio look worse than it already did. It kind of, you know. I want to start, I guess, with... I'll start with you, Shiata. When you were handed the keys to the kingdom and the elders handed over West Can, what were your dreams? And each one of you had, you know, could weigh in on that.
Wow, that's a loaded question. I mean, hi, everybody.
You were going to show them? You were going to show them? And
no, not necessarily to show them, oh, this is what we have planned. It was more of, it wasn't, when you say handed over the reins, nobody shoved the guidebook and said, here you go. This is West Can and you guys go ahead. We grew naturally into it. We grew naturally into our roles and even holding board meetings and so on. And all these things we learned, and our elders like Warren, Wendy Davidson, Warren Lewis, Wendy Davidson, Franklin Lewis, Kenwin Smart, Nato, all these people were around us. Carol Lewis, Cynthia Davidson. You could name people, right? So there were a lot of people around us helping us in the transition. And then when we eventually sunk in and sat down in our roles, they were already off doing their thing. So we have a lot of dreams. I personally have a lot of dreams and aspirations for WestCan, different things that we've learned over the years. We continue to learn and travel. We traveled to Trinidad in 2013. We took the group there and we learned a lot of things that that we already knew, but we learned more insight into what we're doing.
Malika.
Yes.
Darling, hey. darling. Now, is it safe to say you're the principal dancer? Because, you know, the two of you are yoked evenly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm basing that on she is such a stern taskmaster when she gives a class and everybody trembles. I'm not sure if your sisters tremble. They're used
to you, perhaps.
But no. that deference is certainly there. So can I call you a principal dancer of the collective?
I don't like to be singled out like that. I like to say that
that's why I did it.
Yes, I know, right? that we all play our part. I don't want to be saying I'm a principal dancer. We are all principal dancers because we all work as a team. And you know, we all help to make these performances and these classes and this offering that we have for the community come together.
Well, from a dancer's perspective, and mm-hmm. you see how great you guys have done, great stuff. You had the boldness and the vision to put the
Mokojambi.
Mokojambi, mm-hmm. yeah, I tired. On the streets for Carnival
yeah,
Day
man.
And get your kids taught and them mm-hmm. teaching yourselves. And you're doing all this great stuff. What were your dreams for the organization from a dancing perspective?
Dreams. I don't know, you know. I just wanted to learn, to showcase our culture, to have people feel the same things I feel when I dance, when I'm in among dancers that are doing the same thing that I do. It's just that energy. When you get with the drummers and the dancers and your paws raised, you're like, oh, whoa. You know? I want people to feel that too. I don't know if they do. But there's just an energy about it. I don't know. It's the folk, the traditions, the spiritual energy that comes from what we do, right? So that's what I want people to feel, and I wanted to be able to share that with as many people as possible, and especially within our community, right?
Miss Chantel.
Oi.
My dear ma, you are the heartbeat. And you have drummers behind you. And you have some senior professional drummers mm-hmm, from
definitely.
Whom you've grown. But I've seen you command them men, right? Men, oftentimes. Well, not so much now because you've taught a couple of the parents who are women to drum. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
But for a long while, you were the only one. And I know it's mutual respect, and we didn't have much misogynist men in the group. But mm-hmm. is you is the nanny of the Maroons with the drum.
Boy, I
setting
think that's,
the
that's
beat
that's
when
big,
you go
big.
Off to war.
That's
but
big.
It is a responsibility.
Yeah.
What were some of your dreams from a drummer's perspective?
Well, I don't think I could say that I sought out trying to take over or trying to be the lead or the ambassador. I think it's just something that came natural in that sense, right? I've always been called or called to the drummers and to the rhythm, so I just naturally went into that. I think in terms of dreams, for me it was just a matter of, like Malika said, enjoying the experience, enjoying our culture, and then deciding, you know what, let's go out and let's try to showcase this to other people and then let's try to teach others. So I think in terms of what's my dream is really to inspire others and to inspire the next generation. I mean, we have so many young drummers that now came into this and youths that are actually learning of their culture and wanting to experience it and wanting to showcase it just as how we did. So it's a beautiful thing to be able to now come in and say, hey, not just we came in and learnt it, but we learnt it and now we're teaching it and now we're watching the next generation kind of do what we did. So it's beautiful.
Great succession issues.
Yes.
I guess the next natural question, when did you know it was a film, Malika?
A film?
A film.
You know
whose idea? Who had the, how it out of order? Yeah, man, come, let's make a film, a movie, a flim. How that come about? And we want to do it on, oh, I know, let's make it about Can Brulee. What? Was a bad rum? What happened?
No. So I have to say that we received some funding from the Canada Council for the Arts under their Digital Originals programming, which allowed groups to remount or create pieces within the times that we're in. So we have this COVID-19 times and we can't perform like we usually do. So can we put together a little piece, you know? And then I say, okay, let's do this idea. I come to Shiata with it. She's like, yes! And she makes everything grand and spectacular.
And off it goes.
Yeah.
I wonder who she hangs with.
We were just saying that the other day, like, Shiata, you are Auntie Pat.
Girl.
Auntie Pat in training.
Girl. They may have meant it, baby, as an insult, but let me tell you, it's a compliment. Mm-hmm. My dear child.
Yes, Auntie.
My baby. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when the film came out, first I said, oh, I'm a grandmother of a film. And I said, No, it has a grandmother. That's Lauren. Okay, so I'm when I looked at it, pitch dark in minus one weather. Yeah. Talk the thing, man. Talk the thing.
Yes. It was cool. It was, but you know, at the same time, there was also, I believe that there was a dome of some sort, a blessing, a guidance, a nature. Nature welcomed us into that space at the same time and allowed us to do the work that we had to do to film all those scenes and get everything done. If you notice, the weather held up until we left, 5:45 in the morning. That's when the rain came down.
I fell asleep something like 2:30, but that is another interview. Yes. And I maybe I'll give you the honor of interviewing me on that. But.
And also at the same time, with regards to what Malika was saying in coming up with the concept, it was around March or just at the end of March when in the U.S. George Floyd was murdered. Right. And so we're thinking, wow, like, you know, we're just getting hit left, right, and center. There's so many things being done unjustly against our Black people, our sons, our children, right? So that was a major motivational point for me artistically to kind of express that frustration, express that feeling of loss and like hopelessness, and to revival, the sense of standing up against injustices and speaking up against that.
I have a piece of wickedness I have to do. Mm. Tell us about Can Brulee, the film.
Can Brulee, the film, West Can Productions. Can Brulee, the film, is a short film that we we produced. Auntie P, you're wicked. Right? It speaks to the spirit of the people. And it also relates to the rebellion that took place in Trinidad and Tobago in 1881. And for more information about that, you can also go to idacatagroup.com. They have a wonderful piece that explains the historical references and the what happened during those times. And what I took from that is the rise and the rebellion of the people to stand up against the ruling class and to actually succeed. And basically, so that was the energy. That was the message that I took. And I wanted to transmit that to our viewing audiences here in North America.
So now you guys, in the center of the film is the call to the gods.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people, though, at the moment,
know how people are spirituality, especially in a place in like Quebec where, oh no, we take it down the cross here, we don't want no this, da 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 da. Mm-hmm. And then we have some people who, when they look at some of the older aspects of our African religion, they go, oh God, oh man, da, 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 and they get all stupid, black magic, voodoo, and all of that. Mm-hmm. But explain the dance that you're doing and the call to Shango and Ogun.
All right. So we, in our educational journey, in this cultural work that we do, nothing has ever felt strange, dark, mystical to us with regards to ancient spiritualities or the ways and practices of the people from Africa, the Nigeria, the Yoruba traditions, and so on. So we respect that. You know, we have a great deal of respect for the deities and orishas and so on that and what they do. Right. So we did call upon the spirit of Ogun and the spirit of Shango, the god of dance, to guide us and protect us in this rendition and putting also together
of our ancestors,
yes, right, to guide and protect. So,
yeah. So we called upon the spirits of just our ancestors in general, also just to ask for them to make a way for us and to allow us to complete the journey of the film, right?
I think as well, we have to really keep or just remember that a lot of time before you go off and do something important that we you might not even consciously do it, but you ask for some help and guidance, right? So this is us, where we are depicting or trying to make a parallel between the Kambale riots that happened in the 1800s and us nowadays trying to navigate and stand up for injustice. And in order to do that, we have to call upon a force that's higher than ourselves. So that's where that came from.
Now, does racism touch you guys individually here in Quebec? Have you been in the car and someone hurled you N-word? Or it doesn't have to be that, but has it been overt? And where you have to, or also, I think two of you have sons, and Malika, not because you don't have a son, you love your nephews. Mm-hmm. Do that fear in your heart? I have it. I pray in already for Kimani, right? Because we love them, we kiss them, but they're cute, they turn 10, and then they're moving targets, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And even sometimes not even 10, unfortunately, if you look to the U.S. But
yeah.
Does racism touch you? I mean, for sure, we know that 8:46 touches all of us, and not only people of color, just anybody watching that. But you, specific to your feelings and issues of racism that have touched you personally. Do you have to call on to the ancestors?
Yes, of course. Everybody,
hold yourself every day, every day. And hold your man and
yes.
Buck up on a Karen. I want to give she a bitch lick. And you hold yourself. Come on, talk in the talk,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
we're
no.
going to get on like this is the Cold TV now. Come, bring the thing.
Big up Nadia Batson and Yellow Cow TV. Anyways, yes. So in terms of racism, I have to say that personally, I cannot put my finger on anything that was explicit. But you have... Like, say when you're working with a bunch of people and then there's little comments that come out here and there. And is it really... Anyways, I don't like to say that I have to now come and educate you about, you know, you shouldn't say that and you shouldn't say this. I just kind of, like,
yes,
back it up.
Yes, we do tan. It is skin.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And your hair and your this and your that. Come on, guys. So, I mean, we do experience racism. It's very, very stressing and tiring to have to experience this and then suck it back. And you take it with you for the rest of your day, for the rest of your month, mm-hmm. But still we do experience it. Anybody else?
Yeah, no, I could definitely say that we experienced it. I mean, we were born here, we grew up in Canada, and us being the first generation, I mean, it's and also being children who were living in the suburbs, right, where it's a predominantly white schools, we definitely did experience it. But at the same time, I like how within this film, we show that there were struggles, right? So the film actually progressed over time, where in the beginning, the first part, you're seeing we call to the ancestors, and then the dancers come out of the forest and
we'll
then
give it away.
Oh, okay. Yes, you're right. You're definitely right. But my point is that, you know, when we did experience the struggles, even in the performance in the show. Sorry, in the film.
Making of the film.
In the making of the film, right? We always went back to the source. And that's something that's displayed in the film, going back to the source and going back and you know, recharging yourself. So it's a beautiful thing to know that even in this day, when you do experience the injustices, you know that, hey, we can rise up.
The art form. When things go bad, uno dance and uno beat drum and uno sing folk songs, tell stories, mm-hmm. and or else you'd have beat up someone. Anyway, Pat, mm-hmm. behave. I'm trying to behave. I don't want to put my bitterness on you.
Yes.
But I'm getting softer. I am. They're soaking me in vinegar. Before we leave, I want to talk about the sound and the cinematography, because mm-hmm. right now, so far, some credible people, and we're not name dropping right now, mm-hmm. go the cinematography, or it looked pretty, or this. Tell me about those choices.
Yes, so the film was shot and edited, filmed and edited by Jabbar Griffith, and he is a member. Well, his children dance with Westcan, and he put his heart and soul into it, and he really, like, that was greatly appreciated when we're doing cultural work to have somebody who understands the culture. Mm-hmm. That is it was remarkable to be able to be blessed to work with him. And then that was something that we had to learn from other projects as well, that it's very important to have
and
somebody
who knows.
And he's emerged,
whilst he was an excellent sound man and he's done some video, this mm-hmm. is his first film too?
I believe so, yes. Of this
of this
sort.
Camp,
yes.
Of this sort. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to give the last word. Oh, yeah, we have a question. I forgot there was, I promised her. Come sit along over here, child. My God.
Put it right. How many years has, how many years has this been going on? Like,
West Ham?
How many years has West Ham been going on?
Yeah, so, officially on the books.
That's a good
Nice question. Since 1981, so that's about 40 years plus. But, I mean, when Nato came here, he started the group in 1978. So it's over 40 years now. And I'm happy to be a part of something so special, something that we can carry on and pass on to our children, and that has been passed on to us, passed on to our children. And hopefully our children will pass it on to their children.
All right, so I've given you the final word.
Right,
yes, I've given you the final word. You're going to shoot me, but it's because I have a special love with you. You know me and you, the jalapeno pepper in the fire and all, right? But we didn't talk about the music in the film. Could you give me the walk out in the road as
of
in
course,
the movie?
You want me to sing that, yeah?
Yes! You got drum? Hold on.
Walk out in the road, walk out in the road, warrior. Walk out in the road, warrior. Come out here and meet your maker. Walk out in the road, walk out in the road, warrior. Walk out in the road, warrior. Come out here and meet your maker. Rasta, let me a boy, let we lick them down. Rasta, let me a boy, let we lick them down. Woo! Oh gosh. Go and see the film. It's on Westcan's YouTube channel.
Listen, audience. They're sitting on some stools. This wasn't even practice. And they just jump up. That one jump on the floor and start beating the stool like a drum. The other one take the stool drink and start to do backup. You guys ain't well at all. So listen to me here now. Where can they get the film, Shiata?
Yes, I'll tell you. You can go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/WestCanFolk, WESTCANFOLK. And you can also check out our Facebook page, Westcan Folk Performing Company, or even just Westcan. Ooh,
we're so happy and thankful that the community really supports us, and the community gives us a chance to display and showcase what we have as a rich Caribbean culture and heritage.
And that culture is not only Trinidadian. In this instance, it is.
Yes.
But there are many parallels to, like, for instance, the Jankunu in Jamaica and Jab Jab. And in Grenada, the Lawali dancers. I've seen the parallels all over.
Yep.
And there's parallels, the birth of the film, the birth of this studio. It's been a great way to go through the pandemic, right? All right. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. Last words, or are you done?
I'm done. I'll
stay. Today. Go watch the film. Go on YouTube. You just search Cambule.
And share.
And it will show up. Yeah.
Share.
And share.
I would like.
This is Montreal people that did this.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We're from here.
Listen, I'm hearing that the folks who have seen it in Trinidad have lost a little bit of this. They say, what? Excuse me? It looks good. Some heavyweights are really weighing in on the film,
That's good.
All righty. Okay. All right.
Well, thank you very much for having us. And all the best. Boom Boom Times, our first official home station.
You guys are the first interview inside the studio. Funding drive.
Congratulations to Boom Boom Time.
448-4013. We support WestCan. WestCan supports the station.
We will be making a donation.
Of course you will. Hello. Right? We want to hear. I want to check the text now and see how much donations have come in. But that's what the station does. All right? So, Angel, play the tune. Play the track.
Well, I ain't playing no track, you know, because the interview, I'll take up the interview and I'll take the time. So I get us to, you know, let Storm do she thing.
All right.
Montreal, we just learn Storm. I mean, all you, you know, let bring up Storm to us, so all you know Storm.
Okay, all Storm, right. You're playing?
So we're going to, that's how we're going to do it. You just Storm in the house, Montreal. Hey, 448-4013. This is the music. This is Blacks. We start off with Blacks.
On my way, on my way, on my way, on my way. I come here to take my place in life. So look at all that normal. On my way, on my way, on my way. I come here to take my place in life. So look at all that normal. Today my spirit's high. Trouble held me down. And my life going nice. So much in the way. But watch me make my moves. Even though they hate, them said go bring good news. What I said come to make it. So nobody can come and cut me down. Even if they try, them can't stop it. That time me call it. Nobody can take away what is mine. Even if they try, them can't stop it.
In the building.
On the way, on the way, on the way, on the way.
In the building.
We're gonna
match up to Chicha Club. We're gonna match up those chick-chick-chick.
I come here to take my place in life. So look at all that normal.
Watch out for them.
Watch out for them.
Watch out for them.
Watch out for them.
What?
On the workplace, watch out.
I say they're all in your circle. Well, if you're black, then you can't do it not one thing. 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 Mommy always tell me be careful. Don't keep bad company. And she always mindful of what going on around me. Oh, they will lock me up with the bad vibes, but I know love is the key. Love right now. Give me love right now. Give me love right now. Patrice again. Yeah, yeah. Come closer. Come a little bit closer. I'm watching you, watching me. So I'm winding lower. Wind closer. Come stick on like jack it up, jack it right up, let me lift it up, let me lift it right up, then I bubble up, then I bubble right up, and I'm doing it for spite. You're good enough, yes, you're good enough, you're good enough, yes, you're really good enough. I like your style, I really like your style, so tonight I want.
Yes, the world, listening to DJ Storm and CKUT 90.3 FM 448-4013. This is what I want you guys to dip in your pocket. You know, let's give. Because of you guys, we are here in a home studio. Hey, so I want you guys to dip and pledge. Pledge and just give. Dip what you have. Just don't, you know, not trying to overdo. But every little penny counts. 448-4013.
Of course, I just do it like a boss.